Amen, amen. Good morning, everybody. Morning. We got a couple quick announcements to share with you guys. I'm going to share one. Pastor Pamela's going to share another. But just so you guys know, our youth, we are leaving for summer camp 8 days from today. That is exciting. If you're a student attending camp or you are a parent of a student attending camp, make some noise. All right. Well, we're excited, and I just want to let you guys know, especially for all you students and parents, we have our parent meeting. That's going to be this upcoming Wednesday after our youth service. Now, I use the word mandatory lightly because, of course, I understand certain things come up. But it's very, very important that you're here for this meeting because we basically want to lay out all the expectations of camp from our end, from the camp side, both to you and to your students. So also to your students in front of you, just because it's important to know that you all know what the expectations are as well. And from there, we're going to be providing certain things like, you know, what to bring, what not to bring, all that good stuff, the rules, when we're leaving, what the week is going to look like. So very important that you and your students are here this upcoming Wednesday. And then right after service, just please come over to the youth room, and then we're going to get started. We shouldn't take more than half an hour of your time, but it's very, very important that you make it. So I hope that you can. And also our youth are going to be tie-dyeing their shirts during that the end of service, during that meeting too. We get a team color, and it's all just part of the fun, which is part of it. But the most important part of camp is what happens spiritually and what happens when we get away with the Lord just for 1 week of time. Amen? I mean, just think of what God can do in a moment. Now think about a week. Amen? And my charge to all of you in this room is to be praying for us, to be praying for our youth, and to be praying, thank God, for our counselors who are going to be with these students all week, up all into the hours of the night, wrangling them. And you all know your kids, so, you know, this is probably no news to you. Now imagine 16 of them. And so it is really going to be amazing, but I hope you can make it. And all you parents and students, you probably got a text from me this past weekend. There's some online forms and stuff we have to do. So we're hoping to get that and the $50 payment all finalized this Wednesday. And again, if you're having any troubles with that, you know, please just let me know too. And then we're just a quick heads up too. All you eighth graders who are technically promoted, you're still welcome to come with junior high with us. We have a promotion Sunday coming up. We'll let you know more about that as we get a little closer. But just want to give that up to you, and then Pastor Pam will come up with her next announcement here.
Coming up with my toys. Well, some of you blessed parents are about to adopt in your house some really cute little guys. These are Hallelujah Octopus. No, a little seal. I got an angler. You guys know what an angler fish is? I mean, is God not the most amazing God? The angler fish has like a fishing pole with a little light. He's a in the depths, really dark, deep water, and his little light shines. You probably saw Chasing Nemo. What's that movie called? Oh, yeah, Finding Nemo. Remember the angler fish? Oh, don't look at the light. Don't look at the light. And then the fish is right there. I mean, God gave this fish the capacity to... Does anyone not know what an angler fish is? I'm telling you, go look it up online. It is amazing. But I got a couple of stuffed angler fish too. Really fun. God is amazing. Those deep sea creatures are kind of crazy looking. I mean, some of them are invisible. I mean, you can see all their everything. You know, they're like invisible. The skin is, and you can see all their internal organs and the little heartbeat. Well, you know, it's just weird. I love that stuff. I don't know about you. I love it. Anyway... Next Sunday is our Adopt-A-Buddy, and so I just want to let you know, if you haven't heard yet, you know, please bring your grandchildren, your babies, your neighbor's babies, your neighbor's neighbor's babies, and to church next Sunday, and they're going to get an opportunity to pick out a sea creature. And I got several choices, and then they get to name their sea creature, they get a dog tag. I'm not sure where it's going to go on this guy, maybe over his neck. And they put the name on their Adopt-A-Buddy, and they're going to receive a bag. It looks like water, where they get to keep it in the water. And each week they're going to be motivated, or hopefully by you parents. And if they read each assignment for that week, they'll come back the next Sunday. We have a gift for their for their toy, for their buddy. So their buddy's going to receive, like Build-A-Bear, you know Build-A-Bear? So anyway, it's just, I love to have fun. Kids, we need to make serving Jesus fun, amen? And then as parents, you're going to be getting this big book here. It's called The 10-Minute Bible Journey, and it goes from Genesis through Revelation, and it just gives you the highlights of the most important stories. It's an apologetics book, so it's not like you're just reading in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, which is your Bible. You can do that. This is going to give you a little more teaching and an opportunity for you to ask questions and your children to ask questions, and it only takes 10 minutes. Can you say 10 minutes? Yeah, 10 minutes is no time at all. And so we're really asking you to take that time to spend with your children and, you know, get them interested in the things of God. You know, our wonderful Isaac, there you are. He's in the house. Isaac, I'm so proud of you. Could you stand, Isaac? Okay. So Isaac, we started teaching on the apologetics, you know, about creationism and stuff like that, biblical creation. And Isaac, you know, he's one of our teachers. And Genesis Apologetics, which is based out of Folsom area, they just produced a big movie, came out last year, I believe, and just a big, you know, apologetics. They're trying to reach young teens and college age kids. They hired our Isaac. Sorry, Aaron and Graciela. He's ours too. We got to take him. We're so proud of him. He is on staff with them and he's been making some really cool videos. I mean, we might need to get his autograph now while he's, you know, still one of us. And it's going all on social media. And I'm so proud of him, just proud of him. Because, you know, whether you believe that creation took 6 days or 6 million years old or years, it, you know, that's not a, it's not a salvation question. But what we do want to get is we want to get people and children, rather, to understand the authority of God's word. And what God, if I can't trust that God created the heavens and the earth, how can I believe that God so loved the world he gave his only begotten son? So we really, it's really strong in my heart is to get within the children to understand that there is a God who created this world, that he loves you, that you were made with purpose and you're made in his image. Come on, they're so messed up in schools today. They don't even know if they're a boy or a girl, if they're a dog or a dolphin. I mean, it's that serious. And so thank God that we have the foundation of God's word. So we love you, Isaac. We're so proud of you. Don't forget us small people when you make it big. Remember Miss Pam. and then I'll skip on past that because we do want Pastor Mark to come preach. I just want to remind you this coming Saturday, ladies, there is no Girls Breakfast Club. We are taking a summer break for June and July. And then coming in August, we're going to do a big in-house retreat. We're kicking it off, myself and April Fern. She will be coming. She's Rick Fern's wife. And then in July and August is we also have a very, it's again, true to my heart. What I want to hear is we're going to talk about missions and missionaries. And we're going to have different missionaries come in and speak to you and share their stories. And so I'm excited about this summer. Amen. All right. God bless you. Pastor Mark. Hey, if you're a spiritual son or daughter of Pastor Mark, would you stand and give him a hand? This is our spiritual daddy, right? Come on, let's give him a hand. Happy Father's Day, honey.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, you thank God for his goodness and his grace, and we praise God for what all God is doing. But yes, we are going to have for the whole month of 2 months, July and August is going to be focused on missions, focused on the ones that we support, but also the other things that we give to and sow into. There is so much need in the world today. Hey, junior high, you guys can go over me. He reminded you the eighth grade can go too. So go ahead. Pastor Cameron wants you to get over there. He wants to get it here. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. But you know, one of the reasons too, I just want, this is not part of my message this morning, but it's just to kind of encourage you that, you know, the reason that we are praying for the world, the reason that we're support people all around the world, and we support locally too. We're getting a whole cool thing that's going to come out. That's why that map is back there. We're going to have all of our things that we do and people that we have given to and supported and done and put it up there. We're also going to have another fancy thing that Mr. Greg is working on that's interactive, and it's a really cool thing. Once you see it and do it, and I'm not going to, you know, rob him of his thunder here, but he's just a whole lot smarter than I am when it comes to all of that stuff. So I praise God for that, but it's going to be really cool. And the reason being is because you know that Jesus died for the whole world. And you know, when you get your own little circle, it can kind of mess you all up when you know, because all of a sudden your circle can be ugly and can be all terrible. But if you lift up your eyes and see what God is doing, you know, hey, what he's done over here, he'll do over here. What God has done this, he can do here with me. Amen. And besides that, when you get to heaven, there's going to be a huge line of people welcoming you. And you're going to go, well, I don't remember ever going to that country or that thing, or I don't remember that happened, you know. But because you've given, because we sow, because we've continued to sow, because we always sow and give when we see the need, amen, I like to have seed in the ground, amen. And you're going to have millions and millions of people greet you when you get to heaven, because you were a part of it, because we didn't slack, we didn't stop, we haven't stopped, and we've continued to sow over all these years. Amen? So when you see that, you say, praise God. You know, and we do have. We have several things, just like we're having the ferns come in August. We've got another one coming in July. And then at the end of this month, we have somebody from France that's going to be here and share just from his heart for you guys. So, and we probably will have more if I could get them. I'd have one every Sunday for the next 2 months to get them here. The problem is that I treat them like Jesus, so it costs a lot of money when we do that. And see, if Jesus was coming to speak here, we would not want him to have any kind of any lack or anything. We'd want him to be blessed. Amen? So that's how I always do, because I want to honor them in that. Amen? Hallelujah. So God is good. And I'm excited about all that too, because then you get to hear what God is doing around the world too, what's going on and what he's doing in the midst of chaos, in the midst of ugliness. God's still God. Aren't you glad that we're not defined by what's going on in our state? You know, everybody thinks, oh, you know, if you talk to anybody else outside of our state, you can get mad at them. You can get in an argument. You can get frustrated because they think we're all idiots, but we're not. Hallelujah. Only the idiots get on TV. We don't. So that's okay. But praise God. Amen. That's all right. Hallelujah. We're not. Amen. And this is going all over too. So I can share with you, these folks here are awesome. And they've got common sense and they actually love Jesus. And revival is here. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We believe that. Amen. All right. Well, if you have your Bibles, turn to John chapter 14. I'm going to share something dear to my heart, which we always try to do, and you know, because it's Father's Day and things. But you know, as a pastor and being a pastor for all of these years and ministering to many, many people, and as she said, being a spiritual father to a lot of folks, is that I always want to introduce people to Jesus all the time. But I also want to introduce them to the Father, because I want them to understand how great he is, even if you didn't have a very good father. Amen? Because usually Father's Day and Mother's Day, they always provoke different whole emotions. You know, either it's really good because you had a good father, you had a good mother, and those things there, or you are a father or you are a mother. It kind of evokes something. But sometimes it goes on the other side of it, is that, man, mine was terrible, or hey, I don't have this. And it can just cause all kinds of different emotions, different thought processes in that. So I always like to tell people, hey, listen, if you're born again, guess what? Glory to God, during Mother's Day, Father's Day, you're rejoicing because God's all that. God takes the place and he's more than enough. Amen? You know, the Bible says that eternal life is knowing God. So eternal life is knowing the Father. Amen? That's John 17, verse 3 says that eternal life is knowing God. So it means knowing who the Father is. And here in John chapter 14, we're going to begin reading at verse 8. Philip makes a statement here to Jesus, and Jesus is like, oh boy, God bless you guys. Amen. And so in verse 8, I'm reading out of the New Living Translation, it says this. It says, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Because Jesus was always talking about his Father. He said, I don't say anything I don't hear my Father say, and I don't do anything I don't see my Father do. And they were always like, okay, who? And he kept saying, Father God's my Father. He says, and Jesus replied, he said, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me, he does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. He said, you know, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes, amen, in me will do the same works that I have done, and even greater works because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Amen. And many times we have a misconception. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So we get the example of how our Father is through the Lord Jesus Christ and how amazing he was. But many times we say, well, how amazing was Jesus? What kind of attributes does he have? So I'm going to give you, and I'm not sure if I'm using the right word, but I'm going to give you an acrostic. I think that's the right word. Well, you just put F-A-T-H-E-R, and we're going to go across, and we're going to learn some attributes about God this morning. And we're going to let God be God in our lives. And we're going to rejoice, and we're going to thank God for his goodness and his grace. But we're also going to thank God for who he is and who he is in our lives. Amen. Because you need to know that God loves you. You need, no matter what goes on, God loves you. And Jesus died for you, and he loves you. Amen. And God is for you. He's not against you. Amen. Many times we have a tendency to think, well, I've blown it. Because, you know, us, those of us that are earthly fathers, our kids, at times, we have always loved them. But there are times we just have not liked them. And if you say, no, I had the perfect child, God bless you. That's cool. But, I think I had three amazing kids, you know, and now I think I have all of my kids are amazing now and everything. But, wow, you know, when we were talking about things, because now that they have kids, they're asking me questions on how do you deal with this? And I said, oh, man, payback is great. But, no, I didn't say that. I said, oh, let me help you. Okay. I know all of you parents and grandparents, you're like, yeah, glory. But no, we want to help and say, no. And when you look down and you kind of go, oh my gosh, this is like, I'm looking at you at this age. And I'm remembering these, I'm having PTSD, I'm in fast flashbacks of how, oh gosh. You know, but then I'm always reminded that God said, you know, I've never looked at you that way. Amen. Do you know God's never looked at you as a disappointment? Because when he made you wonderful. When he drew you to himself. And he made you a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. And even when you disobeyed, even when you messed up, even when you totally just didn't do right things, he still loved you. He still loved you. And he was always wanting you to come home. He was like the prodigal son's father. He kept looking. He kept looking. You say, what do you mean he kept looking? He had to keep looking because one day his son that was lost, he saw him afar off. So every day he had to be looking. How many know that every day God's looking? Every day God wants to be with you. Every day God wants to have fellowship with you. So if you wrote that down, if you didn't write it down, or you're just going to memorize it all, that's good. Because first thing here it talks about is, you know, Father is F, which is the most wonderful thing about God is that he's faithful. What do I mean by that? Because many times we don't understand what faithfulness is because we've seen the unfaithfulness of many people. We've seen the unfaithfulness of fathers. Amen? We've seen that they're not be men of their word. We've seen things where they haven't done what they were supposed to do. They haven't stood the ground. They haven't protected. They haven't taken all. But God, he is faithful, and he can't help but be faithful. In fact, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, even if we're unfaithful, he's going to remain faithful. Amen? Hallelujah. I mean, one of the scriptures, Hebrews 10:23 says this. It says, let us hold fast to the confession or the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Amen? Amen. And then in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy 7:9 says, understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is indeed God. Amen? Hallelujah. He is the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations. That's pretty cool. And even if your generation is 40, that's still 40,000 years, okay? How many of you know, no matter what, you're included in that. He keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commands. Amen? Aren't you glad God's faithful to love you? He's faithful to help you. He's faithful to be with you. Amen? In fact, in 1 Thessalonians, it says, faithful is he who calls you. You know, that's the most wonderful thing because our word should be our bond. I know in this day, in today's age, nothing is sacred, nothing is really binding anymore because everybody's always looking for loopholes. Nobody's word means anything. But as Christians, our word should mean things because God's word is forever settled in heaven and God cannot change his word. God cannot go against his word. Amen. Hallelujah. So thank God that God's faithful. Boy, who's he? He's going to be faithful to you because you're his family. Remember in Ephesians 3, he says that, you know, for this cause, Paul said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. It's always about a father and his family, and God's always faithful to his family. He's always faithful to his word. He's always faithful to his covenant. He's always just flat faithful. And as fathers, if I could admonish you, that's the number one thing. Be men of your word. Hallelujah. If you can't do it, don't say it. Amen. Hallelujah. And then A is that he's able. Aren't you glad that our God is all powerful? You know, we sang and we worship God that he is. How many know God is God? How many know it's funny because we were just talking right before service because of all the things that are going on with Israel. You all do know that Israel's going to stick around. It is going to stick around. It's going to be here. It's going to have to do. And we know that not all Israel is Israel. We know there's all kinds. And we're praying for all the Christians in Iran and all that too. We are believing God for protection and you know, thank God for what's transpiring. But we also know who's going to win. Why? Because we read the back of the book. Amen. Doesn't matter. It's truth. It's what takes place. But see, and another reason they're going to win is because it's God. God's able. What do I mean by God's able? Well, God's able to do anything and everything that you need. Every promise of God is yours. Amen? God is able. One of my favorite things. Go to Ephesians 3, if you would. This is one of my, I got a lot of favorite verses. I always say that. Go back and listen to my thing and go, you know, you said 10 verses were your favorite verse. I said, well, they are. You know? I quoted the first part of Ephesians 3. Now let's read Ephesians 3:20. Okay? I like Ephesians 3:20. I like it in everything here. Hallelujah. Glory to God, you know. Amen. And Ephesians 3 in the King James says that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us. Amen? Or works within me. The New Living Translation says this, now all glory to God who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Now, I don't know about you, but I can ask and think big. I do. I've been asking and thinking big my whole life, just asking God for just all that he wants to do. And I'm so glad that he doesn't sit up there and go, Man, he's asking again. Wow, what's he doing now? Gosh, hallelujah. What's he, you know, here he is again, you know. Now, see, when I was growing up, I didn't know that. I actually thought, because I got in trouble for asking all the time, you know, and so for my parents and stuff. So when I go to God, I say, God, it's me again. I say, God, that's how I started most of my prayers when I was a teenager. God, it's me again. It's me again. It's me again. I need some help. God, it's me again. I said, don't get mad. Just it's me again, because I didn't know much. I said, it's me again. Amen? You know, I didn't realize how until I found out, man, he wanted me to come and talk to him. He wanted to have fellowship with me. And he was able to handle all of my requests. He was able to handle all the things that were there. Amen? Hallelujah. And he was able. But you know, when I begin to look up, you know me, I love to look up words like all, of, I mean, I've done if, I've done all kinds of teachings along with things. I love all that stuff because I like to look at these words that connect things, these words that we seem to think so small, you know, in this. And Abel's not a very big word. Man, when I looked up and ran all of my, you know, my concordances and went through and looked through all of the stuff to see where Abel was mentioned in the Bible. Ooh, man, is it a blessing. But one of the ones that was so good was Jude. Just Jude, you know, in there. And, you know, Jude 20 says, but Jude 24 says, he is able to keep you from falling. He's able. And when you fall, he'll pick you up. He's able to keep you from falling. Amen. We've all fallen, but thank God, God raises us up. Thank God, God's there. And he's able to keep us from doing those things. He's able to do that. Glory to God. He's able to do that. Hallelujah. But not only when it says he's able to keep you from falling, he's also able to present you faultless before the presence of his glory and with exceeding joy. Amen. Amen. Getting people to realize God loves them is probably one of the most difficult things to do, because God loves you and God's never going to leave you, not going to forsake you. But also know, not only is God faithful, but he's able. Now the T for Father, and the T of that is that, oh, this is wonderful, is that God is truth, but God's truthful. You know, God will always tell you the truth about yourself. He'll tell you where you're at. He'll be truthful of you. He'll say, yeah, you're in pride. Because he said this in the Bible. He said in Romans, he says, let God be true and every man a liar. Yes. This is truth. Yes. And truth is so powerful. Truth is so powerful that lies can come against it. Everything can come against it and it still stands. Amen. And you don't have to worry about anybody else. You don't have to, because when you know the truth, it doesn't bother you when people are speaking lies. Amen. Amen. Did you know that? When you know the truth, it doesn't bother you when people are speaking lies. It doesn't bother you when people disagree with you. It doesn't bother you when people are going to say, because you know the truth. When you know the truth, it sets you free. It says, how do I know if it's true or not? Does it bring freedom? Does it bring peace? Does it bring comfort? Amen. Hallelujah. That's how you know truth. It sets you free. It brings peace. It brings comfort. It brings joy. Amen. And that's the way God is. You know, God's not bringing any condemnation on you. The Bible says there's not supposed to be any condemnation, and there's therefore now no condemnation. God's not bringing any guilt. You're doing a good job by yourself with the guilt. And listen, when you mess up, you do need to feel bad about it. You do need to repent. You do need to do these things here. But you don't need to stay in it. Amen? Because you can confess your sin and God's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you and to raise you up. Why? Because God's faithful. He's able and he's truthful. Amen. People say, well, I don't know about this. Listen, God's word is so true. It's so wonderful. You can find the truth of God's word and it changes everything. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. You can turn there if you want to. Here's what it says. It says, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him. That is true. And we are in him. That is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. I like the way John said it. John said, listen, we can know him who is true and we can be in him who is true. Hallelujah. What's he endeavoring to get? He's trying to get us to understand that God is a God of truth. That's why it's so amazing that, you know, as you see people, oh, well, they found this out. They found this. They found that. They found this. They found this thing. And it's like, and this discredits this one or discredits this and discredits that. I said, you know what? It's amazing what this book has done in my life. And what I've read and what it's done. I like what one minister said one time. He says, you know what? Even if I find out at the end of my life when I die that all of the things that, many of the things I may have believed haven't been true, the key is that the life that I lived has brought peace and joy to me. And the wonderful thing is it is true. Because life everlasting, we are going to have that. We are going to do all the things that it says, and it's going to be a wonderful blessing. And the joy of it is it brings peace. Yes. Amen? And it brings life. So don't ever discount the truth of the Word of God. Amen. Because that's who our Father is. That's what He wants to be. And all you got to do is call upon His name, call upon Him. And things begin to change in your life. Amen. Now the H simply just means, and I wrote these down, this is just for me, means helper. Thank God He's my helper. And He sent the Holy Spirit to be my helper and to be my comforter. Woo! Yeah, so many people are afraid of the Holy Spirit, afraid of things, they get all caught up in all other kind of things. But the number one thing He's supposed to be is your comforter. If it brings comfort, God gives comfort to us. He strengthens us. He helps us. He stands by us. Hallelujah. He is our helper. Glory to God. God is our help. He's an ever-present help in time of need. I'm so glad for the Holy Spirit. So glad He shows us things to come. So glad He helps me find things. Man, the older I get, I'm so glad. I use Him every single day to find things. Hallelujah. He's awesome. So I don't lose anything. It's maybe misplaced, but He knows where it's at, so it's never lost. Amen. Never. Never. And I don't get frustrated. I don't get, oh man, gosh, this is not good. I say, oh no, Holy Spirit, it's your time to shine. I need help. I need to find this thing. I need to know where it's at. Praise God. Where is this thing here? Hallelujah. I want you to be my helper. I want you to be the person that comes and enables me. Amen. Thank God for that, because God's heart is for that. God's desires for that. He wants to do that. And that's the joy of it, is that it doesn't bother Him to help. You know, God, what makes God so amazing, what makes our Father in heaven so amazing, is not that He's doing all these miraculous, big, giant things. What makes Him so amazing is that He sent the Holy Spirit here that's part of that, that He actually does all the little things. He'll help you do the little things. He'll help you to do things that need to be done. Amen? For you and me. That's what makes it joyful. That's what makes it wonderful. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And E means eternal and everlasting. It's an everlasting love. It's an everlasting life. It's eternal. Did you know that you have eternal life right now because you're already born again? That you're already a citizen of heaven? See, our Father's character is that He's eternal. He doesn't have love. He is love. He doesn't have truth. He is truth. He doesn't have joy. He is joy. He doesn't have peace. He is peace. Everything that we have that's good flows from our Father God. Everything that comes down from the Father of lights, hallelujah, brings life to us. It brings good. Amen. You know, I always share this because this helped me growing up. Hey, if you want to know the difference between God and the devil, God's good and the devil's bad. I've run my whole life by that. If something's going on, it's bad, the devil's doing it. Even if I did it, I could blame the devil. I'm just blaming him anyways. But hey, but if it's good, God's doing it. I never say, oh, look how good I am. Amen. No. Anything good that's ever happened, anything that's been won, it's all because God has been a blessing. Amen. And the wonderful thing about it is this life, this goodness, this joy, this peace, everything, it's eternal. It's not going away. Amen. It's not. It's going to be there. People said, are you going to always act like that? Yes. Because you know why? Because I got an everlasting Father. I got an eternal God. Hallelujah. And He put eternity on the inside of me. Hallelujah. I get to live forever with Him. and it's not a drudgery. It's not a dull. It's going to be so exciting every single day. It's going to be glorious. He's the Father of glory, the Bible says. Amen? Are you ready for the last one? This is a good one. This is a good one. This is the best one. Now, they're all good. But the last one on R simply means God's righteous, and he gave us his righteousness. And with that, simply means me and him are tight. He's my Father, and he likes me. Amen? Amen. Righteousness. Why is that so important? He's righteous. He's just. He's holy. Hallelujah. Which means glory to God. Hallelujah. God's not fair, but he's just. See, I knew that'd go over really good. Because everybody, well, it's just not fair. How many ever had any kids? It's not fair. Well, they did what they were told. You didn't. Why they got rewarded, you didn't. You're playing favorite. No, one did what they were supposed to. The other one didn't. God's just. He's not fair. He's righteous. He always does what's right. God always does what's right. Amen? Because it's the right thing to do. He always brings the right answer. He always brings the right way to do it. He always does that. Amen? God always does. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. Thank God that he always. And for the sake of time, I better jump over to this page. Now, here's the thing about with God is we think that, you know, God takes too long. No, God always does the right thing, even though it takes long. But God always comes on time. We think it should have come early. We think we should have it now. I want it now. You know? You know? But God always knows what's best. I wrote this down in my notes, which is really a tough one. God always does the right thing, even if what he says seems absurd. Even what he said doesn't make any sense. I said, Lord, I don't understand. Don't understand. He said, you don't need to. Just do it. And then he reminds me, your daddy told you to do this. Did you understand? Nope. Did you do it? Of course I did. I didn't want to get a whipping. I knew I'd do that. He said, well, I'm not going to whip you. What I'm going to do is that you're just not going to get. Just do it. You don't need to understand. You just need to do it. You need to be obedient to it. I said, yeah, but that sounds a little crazy. He said, just do it. I said, well, Lord, I can't do it. He goes, I know you can't do it without me. That's why I want you to do it. Because it takes faith. See, God always does. And that here, that's where we have got to get to where we trust him and we allow God to be God in our lives. Why? Because he's righteous. Because he's right. He's right. Do you ever see those two rules? Now, rule number one, God's always right. Rule number two, if God's ever wrong, refer to rule number one. Okay, you remember that? It's probably a good thing for a lot of you to write on your mirror when you get up in the morning. Rule number one, God's always right. Rule number two, if I think he's wrong, refer to rule number one. He's always right. Okay? We look at these things here. And because we have a tendency to want to always understand. Amen. But God's always does the right thing. Even when we don't understand what's going on, we trust him. We allow God. Why? Because God is faithful to every promise. He's able to uphold you. He's able to make things take place. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could even ask or think. Hallelujah. God's truthful. He is truth. He will always bring truth to you. He will always show you the truth. And the truth will always stand. And that means you're going to always stand. Why? Because God's your helper. God's going to help you stand. He's your strengthener. He's your stem. He's your comforter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when he's going to do all this, he's going to do it everlasting. He's going to do it for eternity. He's going to do it everlasting. He's eternal because he is the eternal God. He is the everlasting Father, the Bible says. They talk to him. He's the mighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the reason he can do it is because he's righteous and he's right. Hallelujah. And he made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Which means he gave you the right standing to be in Christ, to be in him. And when you're in him, glory to God, he's given you a bunch of benefits. He's your father. And he says, guess what? I've blessed you with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Hallelujah. You know, I've given you all things freely to enjoy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've made you the head and not the tail. I've made you above only and not beneath. Glory to God. I'm going to be with you always. I'm going to stand. Nothing can separate you from our love. Hallelujah. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. And when you understand he's your father, so that when everybody else disappoints you, and when this did, you say, glory to God, I'm so glad my father's never disappointed me. Because he's my father. And I'm his very own child. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Amen. I am his son, his daughter. I belong to God. He is my father and I am his child. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and praise you. Lord, I just stir their hearts. As we go and we go and we celebrate today, as each one celebrates, Father, my heart's desire is that they're reminded of their Heavenly Father. They're reminded of this little, just little things that you know, you're so many. We could never exhaust all the things that you are and all the things that you do. But Father, we can remind ourselves of the simple things. We can remind ourselves that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. That you're always there, that you'll be faithful. Even when we're not faithful, you'll remain faithful. Father, thank you for that. Thank you, Father, that you're our helper. We know you're able and you're truthful, but you're our helper. Father, those that need to be reminded that you're there to help them, when they seem to think, I never had this, or I never had that. I didn't have you, you know, nobody was there to help me, or nobody was there to do this, doesn't matter. Father, you're here now, and you're our helper. You're our strengthener. You're all that we need. Lord, we honor you for that. Father, my heart is just like in, you know, in the book, the last book of the Old Testament from Malachi there, Father, it says that I want to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and I want to turn the hearts of the children to the Father. But Father, my cry is that your Father's already, your heart is already toward us, but we'll get our heart and we'll come toward you. I know I was talking naturally there, but Father, my heart's cry is that your spiritual kids will turn their hearts toward you, and they will love you, they will praise you. Father, if there's somebody here that doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they may have fallen away from you. They may have gone astray. They may have at one time believed in you or one time loved you, and they still love you. They just don't know if you love them. They're like the prodigal son. They said, I'm going to come and be a servant. I just want to come and be a servant. It's like, no. God, hallelujah. Once we're a son, we're a son. Hallelujah. And you want us to be reinstated and re-planted into the body of Christ. Father, my heart's desire, just like the prodigal son, his arms, his dad wrapped his arms around him and had it restored him to sonship. Father, that's what we want to do. We want to restore people back to you. And if they come for the first time, we want to see them get born again. We want to see them make Jesus the Lord of their life. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you. And if you're here this morning, you'd like prayer, you'd like us to pray, you'd like me to pray, say, please pray that I know God, that I can accept Jesus, or I can come back home. Just raise your hand real high so I can pray for you. Because I love you. And when you lift your hand, you're acknowledging God. You're acknowledging his goodness and his grace. Amen. Lord, thank you and praise you for those that are here, those that are watching. And Father, I thank you for the body of Christ at Harvest Bible Church, that your hand is upon them. That you're touching them, Father. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the realization of the Father, the realization of how good you are, how wonderful you are, how wonderful Jesus is, how wonderful the Holy Spirit is. Father, thank you for that. Father, let this simple message change the lives. Let people know, my Father loves me and I love him. And I'm no longer a slave to sin, but I am a child of God. Lord, thank you for that. Father, as we go this way, I just ask you for mercies and grace as each person, and let them celebrate life. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're still going to have our prayer team come forward if you need prayer, or you can come forward and pray with them. Also, all of you dads, and we don't have 100 dads here. We got 100 of dads' root beer out there that we always do. So make sure you get some. The kids were all praying that nobody would show up so they would get some. So it's all good. The youth are doing the same prayer, but that's all right. We're going to bless. But all of you dads, you guys get yours first. We love you. God loves you. Be blessed. You're dismissed. Prayer team, come forward. Hallelujah.